DARPA is bringing back the vacuum tube. And there's a couple of really good reasons for it. The first is that the vacuum tube can actually do things that solid-state electronics cannot, especially when it comes to high-frequency, high-powered electronics. And this is mostly the realm that we're talking about, the 75 gigahertz range, way, 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 way above hearing. But anytime you need high power at that particular frequency or frequency range, what ends up happening is any kind of solid-state electronics just fries. So the best thing is to bring the vacuum tube out of semi-retirement. The vacuum tube has actually been around, and if you own a microwave, there's a vacuum tube in it. And also, if you fly in a plane, most of the aviation radar still uses vacuum tubes, and we still see it in some radio transmitters as well. So the vacuum tube isn't gone completely. There's another interesting side effect from using vacuum tubes, and that's the fact that they're not affected by EMP. EMP is electromagnetic pulse. And EMP is this pulse that's generated when a nuclear device is set off. And what it does is it fries solid-state electronics. Guess what? Vacuum tubes are immune to that.